Chapter 8 Raggedy Ann and the New Dolls. One day, Raggedy Ann was lying on the floor just where Marcella had dropped her. Her rag arms and legs were in all directions, going everywhere. Her hair was messy, too. Some fell on her face, hiding one of her button eyes. She had a big smile on her face. There were two new dolls in the room, but they were saying bad things about Raggedy Ann.
"What a sad-looking doll.
She has buttons for eyes.
And look at her hair. It is just made of yarn.
Look at those shoes. They are so old."
Raggedy Ann did not show that she had heard the new dolls. She just lay on the floor with a smile on her face. Maybe Raggedy Ann thought that the new dolls were right. It hurt Raggedy Ann to hear such bad things about her. But she lay without moving. Helen did not like the new dolls saying bad things about Raggedy Ann. She loved Raggedy Ann and her big smile. She rolled off her doll chair and said,
"Oh, no,"
in her quiet voice.
Uncle Clem also did not like what the new dolls said about Raggedy Ann. He walked in front of the new dolls and looked at them. But he could not think of anything to say, so he put his finger on his mustache.
Marcella's aunt had sent the two new dolls to her this morning. Marcella named them Annabel Lee and Thomas, after her aunt and uncle. Annabel Lee and Thomas were beautiful dolls. They wore pretty clothes and had real hair. Annabel's hair was red, and Thomas's hair was blonde. Annabel was wearing a silk dress. She wore a hat with long silk ribbons. Thomas was dressed in a suit. Both he and Annabel wore nice black shoes. They were sitting on two of the little red doll chairs where Marcella had put them. They could see the other dolls from the chairs. When Uncle Clem walked in front of them and pulled his mustache, they looked at him and said,
"He has holes in his knees."
Well, this was true. Uncle Clem was made of wool, and the insects had eaten his knees and part of his clothes. Uncle Clem was hurt when the new dolls said this about him, but he could not say anything. He walked to Raggedy Ann and sat near her. He brushed her hair away from her button eyes. The tin soldier also went and sat next to Raggedy Ann.
"They do not know you like we do," he said.
"We don't want to be her friends,"
said Annabel Lee.
"And the soldier, too," laughed Thomas.
"You should be ashamed of yourselves,"
said Lisa to Annabel and Thomas.
"We'll be sorry that you have come here if you say bad things about us and laugh at us. We're all happy here. We all like each other."
Marcella came in to get the dolls ready for bed and kiss them good night. She did not have pajamas for the two new dolls, so that night she could not change them. She let them sit up in the two little red doll chairs so they would not make their clothes dirty.
"I will make pajamas for you tomorrow,"
she said as she kissed them good night. Then she changed Raggedy Ann's clothes, put her head in bed, and gave her a good night kiss.
"Take good care of all my children, Raggedy,"
she said as she went out. Annabel and Thomas talked quietly to each together.
"I think we've been too quick to talk so badly about Raggedy Ann,"
said Annabel Lee.
"Marcella likes Raggedy Ann the most.
I'm sorry that we said bad things about her. Everyone is beautiful in different ways,"
said Thomas. By now, Annabel Lee and Thomas were very tired after their long trip, and soon they fell asleep and forgot about the other dolls. When they were asleep, Raggedy Ann went quietly from her bed and woke up the tin soldier and Uncle Clem. The three of them went to the two beautiful new dolls. They picked them up and took them to Raggedy Ann's bed. Raggedy Ann put them in her bed. She lay down upon the hard floor. The tin soldier and Uncle Clem tried to tell Raggedy Ann to take their bed, but Raggedy Ann would not do it.
"I'm made out of soft cotton so I can sleep on the hard floor," said Raggedy Ann.
The next morning, Annabel and Thomas woke up in Raggedy Ann's bed. They looked at each other and felt very ashamed because Raggedy Ann had given her bed to them. They saw Raggedy Ann lying on the hard floor.
"How good she looks,"
said Annabelle.
"It must be her button eyes."
"Her hair looks so beautiful,"
said Thomas.
"I didn't see how nice her face looked last night."
"The others love her so much,"
said Annabelle.
"It must be because she's so kind."
Both new dolls became silent. They were thinking.
"How do you feel?"
Thomas finally asked.
"Very ashamed of myself,"
answered Annabelle.
"And you, Thomas?"
"As soon as Raggedy Ann wakes up, I'll tell her I'm sorry,"
Thomas said.
"The more I look at her, the more I like her,"
said Annabelle.
"I'm going to kiss her,"
said Thomas.
"You'll wake her up,"
said Annabelle. But Thomas climbed out of bed and kissed Raggedy Ann on her cheek. Annabelle Lee climbed out of bed, too, and kissed Raggedy Ann. Then Thomas and Annabelle Lee picked up Raggedy Ann and put her in her bed. Raggedy Ann did not wake up. They went to sit in their two little red chairs. After a while, Annabelle said to Thomas,
"I feel happier now."
"So do I,"
Thomas replied. Raggedy Ann lay quietly in bed where Thomas and Annabelle had put her. She smiled. Her candy heart, which had "I love you" written on it, was very happy to hear Annabelle and Thomas. As you know, Raggedy Ann had not been asleep at all.